Russia's full-scale armed aggression against Ukraine is ongoing. The enemy is not ceasing offensive operations in the eastern operational zone in order to establish full control over the territory of the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson regions and maintain the land corridor between these territories and the occupied Crimea. The most intense occupiers' activity is observed in the direction of Slobozhansky and Donetsk, the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine reports. In the area of Slobozhansky, the enemy is operating in a group consisting of separate units of the 6th Combined Arms Army of the Western Military District, the 41st Combined Arms Army of the Central Military District, and the coastal troops of the Baltic and Northern Fleets. The occupiers continue to focus their efforts on preventing the further advance of our troops towards the state border of Ukraine and reconnoiter the positions of Ukraine's Defense Forces units north and northeast of Kharkiv City. In the Izium region, a group of separate units of the 1st Guards Tank Army and the 20th Combined Arms Army of the Western Military District, the 29th, 35th, 36th Combined Arms Armies and the 68th Army Corps of the Eastern Military District and airborne troops focused on inflicting fire damage to the Ukrainian units. In the direction of Donetsk, the group of occupying troops is continuing offensive operations aiming to take full control of Rubizhna and capture Lyman and Sierodonetsk. The enemy is not stopping its does-not-stop assaults on the area of Lyman, Sierodonetsk, Bakhmut, Avdiivka, and Karahov with the support of tube and rocket artillery units. In the city of Mariupol, the enemy is blocking the Ukrainian units near the Azovstal plant, conducting assault operations with the support of artillery and tank fire, launching missile and bomb strikes. In the southern Bakhmut and Tavrisky areas, the enemy units is trying to improve their tactical position while in the Mykolaiv area, the enemy is continuing to shell the positions of Ukrainian defenders. The enemy is using electronic warfare systems to jam radio communication channels. To gain a foothold in the occupied territory, the invaders are conducting engineering works and creating new positions in the area of Bruskinsky and Velika Oleksandrivka. In the Bessarabsky area, the situation in the Transnistrian region of the Republic of Moldova remains tense. The task force units of Russian troops are on full combat alert. The enemy is continuing to destroy Ukraine's civilian infrastructure by missile and bomb strikes and carrying out artillery shelling of populated localities and infrastructure. The constant Russian shelling does not allow for a full-fledged evacuation of civilians and wounded from the war zone. Over the past day, the air defense units of the Air Force and the land forces of Ukraine downed 4 Orlan 10 UAVs. In addition, a brigade of the air assault forces of the armed forces of Ukraine shot down Mi-24 helicopter. In the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, the Ukrainian defenders repulsed 12 enemy attacks and destroyed 12 enemy tanks, 4 artillery systems, 19 armored personnel vehicles, 7 vehicles, and 2 units of special engineering equipment. Natalia Toleb.